You're listening to Ali Clark on ABC Radio Adelaide.
That's right, a crowd of up to 15,000 has been approved for this Saturday's AFL showdown. It's a Crows-hosted showdown, and Tim Silvers is the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club. Good morning.
Thanks, Ali. It's great to have some crowds back at the footy.
Well, some, and that's been the operative word. I understand there'll be 12,000 members that can access it. The other 3,000 will be going to corporate. So for those that want to get their hands on these tickets, how do they go about it?
We sent all members an email last night just talking through the functional and the process. So there's going to be two priority windows. One will open at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and the second one, if tickets are available, 10 a.m. on Friday. Today, all members will receive a further email, which will be more functional. It'll be around the process and how they redeem and a link to process and to go through. So hopefully they'll get those two emails, and if they don't, please contact the club and we'll service you that way.
Okay, and when you say linked members, does that mean that you can potentially sit with your friends and family, whatever you might need to do?
Yes, all members will be able to get access through their barcodes for up to 10 seats together.
Okay, all right. So keep an eye out in the inboxes. Thank you very much, Tim Silvers, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club. Looks like we've got Adam Vontoff, the Chief Operating Officer of the SMA now. Good morning, Adam.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. So for people who do want to get along to the showdown, what exactly will it look like and what do they have to know that will be different for them?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, we've got football back this weekend, which is great. The club will be in touch with everybody today who's got an eligible ticket. So, as you can imagine, 15,000 is a massive crowd. It's great that footy's back, but, the club's just sorting through now the eligible tickets.
But you've introduced, new staggered entry procedures? Because that's been one of the concerns in the past, that even though it might be a small crowd inside, they all want to arrive at the same time and get out at the same time, and maybe social distancing isn't as possible.
Yeah, that's correct. And I've been working through with health for the last few days there. So we'll have two sets of arrival times, one from 5 till 6 and then one 6 till 7 o'clock before the game starts.
Okay. And will that just be allocated just randomly to certain areas of the crowd, I guess, to be able to spread them out so it's not all the one bay that's arriving at the same time?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's been separated out between hospitality and the member tickets.
Okay. If you get a 5 o'clock arrival and you miss it, what happens then?
So we'll have the group separate, and we expect that, like it has been for the season, the people have been really, really good at following the protocols in place. So we don't expect that to be much of a problem.
Masks, how is that going to be different? Do you actually have to wear your masks while sitting down and watching this time around?
Yeah, there will be a change around that. So previously you could take your mask off throughout the game while you were seated. This time you just need to keep your mask on throughout the event unless you're eating or drinking.
And on that, how will you manage the lines for the foods and drinks?
The crowd has been pretty well spread out around the entire ground. So you'll see there's very small groups in each section. So effectively, each group will have their own food and kiosk, which will keep everybody separated out around the ground.